My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, I see what Mitch is holding right now. And he is very proud. He even just put it on. Back there in the booth.
Let me see you.
Mitch Spinell is now rocking a black Pittsburgh Pirates hat, ladies and gentlemen. A ball cap. He's got it. Why would he have such a thing? Because, Mitch, you said you will be doing what?
I am going to the Pirates-Reds game, not this coming Saturday, but the next Saturday out in Pittsburgh.
So, he worked ahead of schedule. He went online. He bought the hat. The question is, do you have to buy a hat before you make a road trip, especially a baseball road trip, to go enjoy a stadium?
First of all, I bought this in a store. Did not buy it online.
What's that got to do with the price of fish?
Because online you can't get it, buy one, get one 50% off like you do on the weekends at the store.
Okay. All right.
But the whole thing started because, yes, we're going to the Pirates-Reds game in a couple of weeks. And
Like you and your parents?
Me and my parents and then some family friends. Oh, the family friends, God, are actually Pirate friends.
These fifth
Pirate fans.
God. They are Pirates fans.
I don't like how you guys like make fun of me for like wanting to spend time with my family and my family friends.
Well, it's weird.
It's weird to spend time with your family.
In my life, yes.
Yes, come on. Uh-huh.
Fair enough.
Ken, the nuclear family. Mitch, you should be proud of this as an American citizen.
He's 27
Nothing
years
weird
old.
About that.
He's 20. Not 27 yet.
Okay.
Next month.
Yep. Next month. Okay, you're 26 still. He's almost 27 years old.
I just thought you would spend enough time with your family in Kennebunkport, Maine, on that week-long trip where it sounded like you were miserable. Let's just be fair.
I mean, when you're isolated for that long in the bum bleep in the middle of nowhere.
Beside the case.
On the trundle.
I think I need to step out and let you guys go after Mitch. Or I might need to defend Mitch.
Why? Do you have a Pirates hat as well?
No, but I went to the Notre Dame game and I bought a Notre Dame hoodie and a Notre Dame hat.
There you go.
But you went to support
Notre Dame.
Pirates supporter, okay. Mitch?
Well, here's the thing. Who would you rather support if you go to a game like this, Pirates or Reds?
I just went to a Twins-Brewers game and did not wear either Twins or Brewers.
That feels different because the Twins, you're in the division, but the Twins and Brewers don't have as much a connection as Pittsburgh and the Reds do to Cleveland.
Can't you just do Rob Lowe to wear a Major League Baseball hat? You don't need to support either team. I would not support either team.
I thought I had one of those when I got my Chicago White Sox cap, and that was an unfortunate mistake that I made.
Well, it's not my problem. You got your head up your ass, and you don't know your history, and you don't know what logos are.
It was different colors.
I have no problem with you experiencing the stadium. I know a lot of people that...
It's the best ballpark in baseball.
It's awesome, yeah.
I've heard people say that.
Some people say the Giants ballpark is actually
another
one.
That's number two for me, yep.
You've been to both?
I've been to like 25 of the major league parks.
All with mommy and daddy. Let's go. Let's go. Remember, you're in Cleveland, Ohio. Mitch Spinell is favorite baseball stadium.
Number one, he's attended. Number one, PNC Park. Number two, Oracle, or it was an AT&T Park at the time. Number three, Progressive Field.
Did he just throw Progressive Field in there?
If you can't put Progressive Field in there, who do you put?
Not Great American Ballpark?
It's between Wrigley and, gosh. I mean, new Yankee Stadium was really nice.
Well, of course.
Oh, my God.
What about old Yankee Stadium?
I actually did go to old Yankee Stadium. Yeah,
what about the Polo Grounds?
Cool. I didn't get to go to the Polo Grounds. Played it in a video game.
So, Mitch, why can't you just wear a Guardians hat?
I feel weird wearing Cleveland stuff to other events that have nothing to do with the team if they're not playing.
Have you ever been to the Hall of Fame game?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, then you wouldn't get what that reference is because there's plenty of people who wear all types of different things to the Hall of Fame game.
But, like, one of my pet peeves is when I see, like, people at Guardians games come to the games with, like, jerseys or hats that have nothing to do with either team or especially either league. But, like, if I go to a Guardians-Twins game and somebody's wearing a Carolina Panthers hat, I get annoyed. I get annoyed easily.
One of my pet peeves
just
is that
wear
people
a plain T-shirt or wear your New York Borough sweater.
I'm gonna wear the plain T-shirt and the hat.
One of my pet peeves is that people wear hats and jerseys of teams they don't really like. They just do it to fit in.
It's a fashion thing.
Is it? You're fashionable?
I consider myself
fashionable. So what are you going to do when someone high-fives you after a home run thinking that you're a big Pirates fan because you're donning the hat?
I don't imagine people are going to be high-fiving me, but if somebody does, hey, it's a nice gesture.
Mitch, we get texts from our bosses saying that you look like a classic auto mechanic from a TV show, or you look like Bob's Big Boy. You're a fashionista?
I don't really know how to take that. I've never gathered looking in the mirror one time that I look like I should work on somebody's car.
If it's a little cooler, are you wearing the Kenny Bunkport Maine sweatshirt?
No, that's a really thick sweatshirt that I wore on a July day when I got back, and I paid the price for that.
You bought the hat. I know rules for baseball hats are a little different, so go ahead and do it if you want to. Again,
you're saying baseball's different from the NFL? Like, you would never even dream.
No, God, no. I don't really wear hats to begin with. I mean, every now and then, but I don't really wear hats to begin with. So, yeah, no, you don't. I remember, like, I got to go get this football hat. Baseball hats, I guess, are a little bit...
Right. But, so you would never wear another NFL team's hat?
At this point, I would never wear another. I don't know if they make basketball hats or hats for basketball teams.
And most basketball hats are snapbacks. Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
That's what the other hat was that I bought for the buy one, get one 50% off.
Which is what?
It was a Cavs hat.
Which one? Which design?
You can't find it on the website. It's like navy blue. It's got a little bit of pink in the tint.
Can't find it on the website.
And it's the 2000s Cavs logo with the ball.
I'm at the point now in my life I wouldn't wear a non-Cleveland team. And when it comes to football, I like Notre Dame. What are you going to do? I like Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame.
Well, you like Michigan.
Like Notre Dame.
You like Ashland. I don't like Michigan. You like Akron.
I will never wear Michigan.
I don't like Michigan. I do like Ashland. I work at Ashland. They gave me my first job. I went to Akron. Yes, I like Akron. This is not a hard concept, everybody.
Iowa
State. We have friends who coach at Iowa State. This is not a hard concept.
Mitch, I have worn an Iowa State hat.
I like Indiana State. I have a friend who coaches at Indiana State.
Yeah.
All right, Mitch, have you looked to see if somehow, some way, there's a chance that Skeens could be pitching?
I like San Diego State. I have a friend who coaches at San Diego. I'll keep going.
Minnesota State.
I have not checked or asked my folks yet. I really hope that that's the game because that'd be really cool.
Can you imagine if he is sitting right next to Livy Dunn and he's rocking his Pirates hat? You're gonna be looking for high fives. You're gonna be looking for.
I'm gonna be
looking
for more than that.
Your seats are going to be good enough to sit next to Libby
Dunn. Don't pause like that was a thing. Don't pause like that was a
You're the
weird
one who
moment.
Said it. I didn't say nothing, weirdo. Got to watch what you say there, buddy. Welcome to our world. All right. Yeah, wear your Pirates hat. Go fit in there.
Should have got a Reds hat.
You have no backbone.
Why do I have no backbone?
Because when I went to a Pirates Washington game, and I've told this story many times on the air, I wore a Cleveland shirt. It was just like a Cleveland. Like, what was it? Was it CLE or was it GV Artwork? One of the two. It was a Cleveland shirt, and I told you that lady, like, started giving me stuff about wearing the Cleveland shirt, and I did the whole, well, I can't figure it out with you, but if your husband wants to go meet me up on the concourse, we can go figure it out.
No, that's a Cleveland
thing.
Cheryl,
you leave him alone.
My dad does that. He'll wear Cleveland stuff to the most random cities.
Because your dad has a backbone in you for whatever reason that was lost on you.
He's sick and tired of doing the heavy lifting for the family. You know, 30 years in.
All I'm going to say is if I could choose another team to half-ass, why would it be the Pirates?
Why would... Yeah, I can't help it with you. Is this a generational difference?
I do wonder
if that plays into it. It seems to be more and more a generational difference.
Like, I understand baseball is a little different. It's not as life or death.
Wise man once said, I'm living in a world I don't understand. And boy, it's getting truer and truer every day, ain't it?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.